Today we are reminded from the book of Sirach of the importance and power of the gift of speech. Speech allows us to communicate, to share thoughts and ideas, to reveal what is inside of us. This gift of speech is to be reverenced and used appropriately with wisdom and discernment. For as Sirach reminds us, our speech, our words, are often the criteria on which our hearers will judge us. Today's advice about the value of speech, the power of a word, phrase, or sentence, is truly countercultural. In our world, words are cheap. Just look at all the various forms of social media. They need not have any correspondence with reality. They are often used by one person or persons to help manipulate others and to get what they want. Because of this, today's teaching from Sirach is needed by all. Striving to live the truth, to know the truth, and to speak the truth, and to act accordingly in this day and age can be very challenging. Living our Catholic Christian faith can bring us hardship, losses, and suffering. St. Paul knows this as he writes to the Corinthians in our second reading. He reminded his readers and us not to give up, but to be firm, steadfast, and always devoted to the work of the Lord. In the end, truth and goodness will triumph, and we must never forget that. St. Luke also shares with us some sound advice regarding human interaction and speech. Quoting Jesus' teaching, "Remove the wooden beam from your own eye, and first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye." Luke points out that sitting in judgment of other people can be profoundly foolish. Rash judgment can lead to disastrous errors and misunderstandings. Furthermore, Jesus cautions us that our own short-sightedness and prejudices can prevent us from arriving at the true meaning of another's acts. It's better to extend a word, a kind word, a compassionate word, a loving word, and a forgiving word, an understanding word, than to speak in judgment. My brothers and sisters, the gift of speech requires us to speak the truth. As we share the body and blood of Jesus Christ in this Eucharist, may it give us the grace and strength to be firm, steadfast, and always devoted to the work of the Lord, as St. Paul encourages us, bearing good fruit for all by using the power of speech wisely and well as God intends. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.